Proclamation number 6349 of 7th of September, 1955. Divine source of grace for the wanderer. You may not pass by my source of grace if you want to cover the path to ascent, otherwise you will lack the strength to overcome the effort of ascent. The path leading to the aim is not even, and every ascent requires strength which you, as human beings, do not possess if I do not supply it to you, if you do not accept it from my hands. But I make the source of strength accessible to you humans everywhere, and I also make sure that you find the spring from which the water of life flows to you, from which you can refresh and satisfy yourselves, from which you receive the strength you need for ascent. I convey my word to you everywhere, which is blessed with my strength. And everyone will hear it who requires invigoration. Everyone will be led to where it is offered to him in such a way that it signifies food and drink for his soul. Everyone who is hungry and thirsty for the bread of heaven, for the water of life, will be offered it in abundance, albeit in different ways. Yet no one needs to walk the path upwards in a feeble state so that his attainment of his aim is doubtful. On his path he will certainly pass the source again and again where he can enrich himself with strength, where he will be strengthened and always receive the nourishment he needs for his further earthly progress. But he must not consciously avoid the spring of life. He must not believe that he can obtain the same nourishment elsewhere if he passes by the source which I have opened up for you humans. If he rejects my word and thus also spurns the strength which alone enables him to change upwards, only my word conveys the strength to you humans, and therefore you must listen to it and live it out. And if you receive my word directly from above, then you know that I myself offer you the bread of heaven because I know about your weak state and want to help you to cover the path to me. I know that you are increasingly seldom around the spring from which you can draw the living water. I know that you walk other paths. And that is why I have also opened up a spring for you who walk apart, in order to entice you to refresh yourselves on your pilgrimage. My word is also brought to you who no longer pay attention to it. It is offered to you in such a way that you will nevertheless be tempted to take a taste of it, and you will also noticeably feel the strength if you accept it without resistance and devote yourselves to its beneficial effect. And I only want to call out to you, do not pass by this source. Do not continue on your path without first having drawn strength from my word, which is offered to you purely and clearly as it flows from the eternal source. You will sink down powerless by the path if you do not heed my call, or you will walk to the depths and never reach your aim. You must be fed and watered if you want to be able for the work you are to do on your soul. You must accept strength which my love offers you in abundance through my word. Hear it and gratefully accept the gift I offer you so that you don't fail in weakness and remain lying on the ground. Your aim is above, but the ascent will always lead you past the source of my love. Then draw and enjoy the most delicious thing I can offer you, the radiance of my love, my word, the nourishment for your soul. And effortlessly you will then reach your aim. Amen.